At Tuesday's Richmond City Council meeting, the six sitting councilors adjourned without appointing a candidate to fill the seventh seat, which was vacated by former councilor Tom Butt. Butt won Richmond's mayoral election last November and swore in as Richmond's elected mayor last month. If the council fails to appoint one of 18 candidates vying for the vacant seat by March 13, Richmond will hold a special election. The Richmond Progressive Alliance, commonly known as the RPA, is backing Planning Commissioner Marilyn Langlois for the vacant seat. The RPA made national and international headlines last November when each of their three city council candidates won their seats, even though Chevron Corporation spent $1 million each to defeat them. Chevron's Richmond oil refinery is the largest industry in Richmond and the largest greenhouse gas emitter in California, and for many years, Richmond was considered a company town. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Richmond City Councilor Eduardo Martinez.
Councilor Martinez, you're one of the three councilors representing the Richmond Progressive Alliance, commonly known as the RPA, which is supporting Richmond Planning Commissioner Marilyn Langlois for the vacant seat on the Richmond City Council. Can you explain why the RPA thinks Langlois would be the best choice?
Well, Marilyn Langlois is a planning commissioner. She worked for the mayor's office, so she has a working relationship and an understanding of the city. So from that end, she's the best candidate. From the other end, the community side, she's been working with various organizations, Safe Return, Ceasefire. So from the community end, she's also very well qualified and very well known. So I can't think of a better candidate.
Okay, the Richmond Confidential website quoted Councillor J.L. Myrick opposing Langlois and saying that, quote, if so much power is going to be concentrated in one organization, meaning the RPA, I think it needs to be done through an election. Would you care to respond?
Yes. Right now, the one organization that has more power than any other organization is the Democratic Party. There are five Democrats on the city council and one Green Party member. So if he's worried about any party having control, then maybe you should get rid of some of the Democratic officials. But I think that's not the issue. I think the issue is something else. In terms of the Richmond Progressive Alliance, it's exactly that, an alliance. It's an alliance of progressive people. So if JL sees himself as a progressive, then he should see no problem with being part of that alliance, whether he's a member or not.
Could you explain why you're not legally able to confer with Councillors Gail McLaughlin and Jovanka Beckles and or Mayor Tom Butt about this before next Tuesday's City Council meeting?
Well, before the process started, Mayor Tom Butt sent an email out to Gail McLaughlin and Jovanka Beckles with his short list of candidates. Once he did that, he started a conversation with those two council members, meaning that there are no other council members that can talk to them about the process, because if they did, it would violate the Brown Act by having four council members discussing candidates. The Brown Act disallows any majority having that conversation behind closed doors.
Councilor Martinez, thank you for speaking to KPFA.
Thank you.
And that was Richmond City Councilor Eduardo Martinez on filling the vacant seat on the Richmond City Council. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.